The title of this article is Another Blow to PFAS Protections: Trump Administration Undermines Efforts to Regulate Toxic Forever Chemicals. The subtitle is The Trump Administration is Handing the Chemical Industry Another Win, Gutting Key PFAS Protections and Leaving Quartain Millions Exposed to Toxic, quote, Forever Chemicals. Action Alert. The battle to rein in PFAS contamination has taken yet another hit, this time from within the Trump administration's EPA. In a troubling move, the agency recently submitted a new rule that would drastically weaken how toxic chemicals are evaluated, setting back efforts aimed at protecting Americans from dangerous substances like PFAS. PFAS per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances are a group of more than 16,000 synthetic chemicals that have earned the nickname forever chemicals because they do not break down in the peen. Environment. Found in everything from nonstick pans and waterproof jackets to food packaging, cosmetics, and even tea bags, PFAS are now nearly impossible to avoid. Even more concerning, PFAS exposure has been linked to cancer, liver and kidney disease, birth defects, immune system disruption, and developmental issues in children. Despite overwhelming scientific evidence and mounting public concern, the Trump EPA continues to roll back protections meant to curb this widespread contamination. Earlier this year, the administration abruptly withdrew a long-awaited rule that would have set limits on PFAS discharges from chemical manufacturing plants, one of the most significant sources of water pollution, from these toxic compounds. Now, according to reporting from the UK's Gates Foundation-supported Guardian newspaper, the administration has introduced a new regulatory approach that makes matters worse. Under this revised framework, the EPA would assess the risks of chemicals only by their individual uses, rather than evaluating the full scope of harm posed by the chemical itself. Because PFAS and many other dangerous chemicals are often used in small quantities in any one product, this change allows the EPA to claim that most consumer goods containing PFAS do not pose an AR, unreasonable risk. This redefinition dramatically narrows the situations in which chemicals can be regulated, and that's exactly the point. Worse still, if the EPA declares that a specific chemical does not pose an unreasonable risk under this new rule, states could be prohibited from passing their own laws to restrict it. In short, federal inaction becomes a weapon against state-level protections. This is a critical point, as states have taken the lead in introducing and adopting legislation to regulate PFAS and other chemicals. In total, 35 states have introduced 208 policies to protect people from toxic chemicals. Industry has been pushing back, and now the EPA is helping them. PFAS contamination is not an abstract or future threat, it is happening now. An estimated 95 million Americans have PFAS in their drinking water. These chemicals are accumulating in our bodies, poisoning wildlife, and polluting our land and waterways. Meanwhile, the EPA's piecemeal strategy treating each PFAS chemical as a separate case has become a game of regulatory whack-a-mole. As one PFAS is flagged, industry simply switches to a slightly different version. It's clear this approach isn't working. To protect ourselves and future generations, we must push for a full ban on PFAS as a class. Half measures and technicalities will not solve a crisis of this magnitude. The science is in. The evidence is overwhelming. And yet, once again, political interests are interfering with urgently needed action. It's time to stop the chemical industry stranglehold on our safety hand demand the comprehensive protections we deserve.